Welcome to Only by Prayer podcast, where the sacred and everyday meet. My name is Jane Van Alstel, and I'm your host today. I'd also like to invite you to check out my website and blog that my sister Mary Kane and I are co-authors of at www.onlybyprayer.com. Along with this podcast on our site, you'll have access to Bible studies, devotions, a blog, articles on prayer, and just recently we've added a prayer request form where you can submit your prayer requests so that we can pray for each other. We'd love to have you stop by and check that out. Again, it's at www.onlybyprayer.com. Well, today's topic on the podcast is going to be about praying God's Word. One way I like to pray, especially if I'm trying to pray for something that I've already been praying for a long time. So in a sense, I'm trying to maybe breathe new life into a prayer request, is to ask God for a specific verse to pray concerning that request. And I like to think of this tactic as an arrow shot straight from the throne of God into the enemy's camp. So for example, maybe you or someone you know that you're praying for is struggling with a sin that you just can't seem to get rid of. When this happens to me, I ask God to show me a verse in the Bible that I can incorporate into my prayer time. And then I will wait, and usually the Holy Spirit will quicken a word to my mind. So when that happens, I will get my Bible out and look in the concordance in the back of the Bible, or if you're fortunate enough to have one of those huge concordance books, you can get that out and search for that word that God has just planted into your mind. At that point, once you find the word in the book or the back of the Bible, most likely you're going to see several different possibilities of verses that God has concerning that word or that theme that you're thinking about. So what I'll do then is I'll just scan down through the list, and usually one or two of them will stand out to me for some reason as seeming to be really applicable to the situation that I'm praying for. So at that point, I will go directly to the verse in the Bible and read the whole verse out loud and see if I think that that is the one that really applies to that situation. Most often, one of them stands out to me above all the others. And that's just a way that the Holy Spirit works, by quickening something to your spirit and letting you know that this is the one He wants you to use. So then, what I'll do next is I will record that verse in my prayer journal. And we have a podcast that we recorded recently on keeping a prayer journal. And if you're interested, you can listen to that if you'd like more information on it. But if you don't have a prayer journal yet, you can make a very simple one by just getting a spiral notebook and just putting at the top of each page your date and the request that you're praying for. And I will jot down that particular scripture that I feel God's given me for that situation, and then I will start praying it for that situation every day. And especially if it's a verse I'm praying for myself, I will also try to go ahead and memorize it too. Because when you memorize a verse, you really have it at your disposal at any time. And there's something you're dealing with that you're trying to overcome. Rather than having to go and look it up each time in the Bible or in your prayer journal, if you've got it in your mind, then you're always ready to do battle with that verse. Another place that I like to record that verse in addition to my prayer journal is right in my Bible. I will often take a pen or a pencil and write in the margin next to the scripture that I'm praying a little note about the date, and maybe the person, or if it's myself that I'm praying it for. This just really creates a record of how God has worked in your life over the years that you've had that Bible. On our blog, my daughter actually left a comment saying that she likes to do something very similar to this, and she had actually written that when she's upset about something, she likes to go to the Psalms because God normally points her to a verse that will encourage her and allow her, Amber is her name, to get through whatever situation she's in. And she says, when that happens, I write the date in my Bible. It's really neat to stumble across the different dates while I'm reading through my Bible, and it is a good visual reminder that God has been there for me in the past and will continue to help me in the future. That's just another great way to keep a record of how God's working in our lives, so that when we get frustrated or we feel like God's been quiet lately and we're wondering if he's still there and thinking about us, all we have to do is go back through the pages of our Bible, which in a way has become a personal diary of how he is working in our lives. And we've got that encouragement right in front of us. So, I wanted to give you another resource to help you too, as far as the concordance goes in finding a verse to use. There's a great resource online called Bible Gateway. And this will allow you to search for a passage of scripture, a keyword. It'll allow you to search topically. So let's say that you've got a portion of that scripture in your head, but you cannot remember the whole thing. Whatever portion you can remember, you can go to this resource, type that in, and it will do a search for you. And it allows you to be very specific as well. You can even search by different versions of the Bible, because as we all know, the wording is different from the King James to the NIV to the Living Bible. So sometimes we remember a word according to the version that we read it in, but if we're searching in a different version, we're not going to be able to find it that way. So this is just a great resource that I have enjoyed using. And that website is www.BibleGateway.com. And I will have this also listed on the podcast page on my website too. So if you didn't catch it, you can go to the website and find the resource right there on the page. Well, I wanted to go ahead and give you a few examples of how I've used this in my own life, this technique of praying God's Word. You know, maybe it's not new to you. Maybe you've done it yourself. But if you haven't tried it before, this is just one of the ways that I've used it. I'll give you three examples. The first one, I'm looking at the passage of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 7. And that scripture reads, "To open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house." The Lord gave me this verse when I was praying for a friend of mine that I felt was spiritually blinded to a situation that she was in and really needed to have her eyes opened. And God kind of showed me that that was the problem. I really didn't know, but he led me to that scripture to pray for that. So you can just then take that verse of scripture and tailor it to the situation. You can even put the person's name in there. And right now I'm just going to make up a generic name, and I'll just use my own name. I'll just say Jane. So for example, I would then pray, "Lord, I pray that you would open Jane's blind eyes, that you would bring her out from this prison that she's in, that you would bring her out from the darkness of the prison house." And I would just continue to pray that for that person. So there's the first example. The second example I wanted to tell you about, I flipped back in my Bible to Isaiah chapter 58. And this was actually in the year 2003. And I was working as a teacher at a small Christian school. And we had an unfortunate instance happen to us where we had a horrible storm that came through about 5 days before school was supposed to start. And the building that we were meeting in was completely flooded. Our office was flooded. Several of our supplies and things in the office were ruined. And as we were walking through there, it became very obvious to us that we were not going to be able to open up school in this building. It was such a mess, and there was so much work to be done. But school was supposed to start in 5 days, and we had to figure out what we were going to do. So, of course, we started praying, and God led me to a verse in Isaiah 58, Yeah, I'm sorry. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 11 and 12. And that reads, "The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in." It didn't even hit me till I just read it now, all the references to water. That's kind of funny, but wasn't funny to us at the time. God really used that verse to encourage us and let us know that He had a plan for us and that He wanted us to be able to continue to raise up the foundations for many generations. And we began praying that verse, and the Lord led us to a couple facilities, and we were able to open school on time and ready to go. So that was just a powerful testimony to me of how God can work in your life and how He has your best interests at heart. The third one that I wanted to tell you about also happened right around the year of 2003. And my brother-in-law, Brian Van Ostel, who's a pastor in LaGrange, Indiana, LaGrange Church of God, he and his wife, Kathy, were working on opening an orphanage in Honduras with their church. And God had just led me to a verse to pray for them because they were encountering some opposition there. And anytime you try to do something in another country, dealing with another government and another culture, it's difficult. But they were having some difficulties, and I just started praying. And these verses were the ones that God had led me to pray. And this is Psalm 92. Verse 9 says, "For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish, all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered." Then I jumped ahead to verses 12 through 15. And these I was really praying with the children in the orphanage in mind. And these verses read, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." I prayed those verses for a long time and shared those verses with them to encourage them too, to keep on this goal that God had given them. And the orphanage did open and is still in existence to this day. And actually, my family and I had a chance to go to Honduras, I think it was 3 years ago now this summer, and we were able to visit that orphanage, and God was doing an amazing work there. So I would just encourage you, when you have a situation that you are praying for, to apply God's word to it. And you know, you may ask, what makes this so special? Why does applying God's work to a situation, or God's word to a situation, just seem to work so well? Well, again, there's a scripture. It just really makes sense to pray this way when we consider what the Bible has to say about the strength of the word of God. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So I would just encourage you to try empowering your prayers with God's word and actually praying these words out loud. Let's shoot some arrows into the enemy's camp this week through our prayers. Well, why don't we end this session with a prayer? And again, if you missed that website that I had mentioned at Bible Gateway, you can go onto my website at www.onlybyprayer.com. Go to the podcast page and I will have it listed there for you. So let's end with prayer. Dear Lord, I just thank you, and my brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for your word that encourages us at times, that can rebuke us, that holds us accountable, that shows us your love. Lord, I just really could not live without it. And we just thank you for your word. And I pray, Lord, that you would show us how to use your word to pray and to bring about your will on this earth. We thank you for it, and we thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.